Well, the good thing about football is, especially in the NFL, you got to move on quickly. And watching the film Monday and Sunday night, a lot of things that are easily correctable, and we'll get them fixed. And we understand that this game is important, that we got to play a lot better. Another divisional road game against a great defense, and we're excited to get on the field and play again and get the bad taste out of our mouth.
What stuck out to you is, you know, maybe a recurring theme for problems with the offense?
Well, it's just mistakes that are easily correctable. That you know, we're too good of a team to be making those mistakes, and we got to establish the run better. We had, you know, the first run that was great, and then towards the end of the game we were running the ball a little bit better. We got to continue to develop that area and can't turn the ball over.
Do you have a process like when you go into the film room? Take your medicine, turn the page, and refocus. I mean, how does one do that?
You know, one does that from the understanding that it's a necessity. And, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, it's always that transition. You know, Sunday night is you get that bad feeling. And Monday morning, as you head in the film room, you get that bad feeling. And as you watch the game, you're like, oh, man, you know, that's something that was just that dumb that could have easily just not happened. And as you watch it, it's a bad taste in your mouth, but at the same time it gives you confidence because, hey, I mean, these things are easily correctable. And then after we watch that film, you know, Monday, it's right after that we watch Chicago tape. So it's like that mindset transitions pretty quickly that, hey, it's time to move on, and you get excited that you're going to be on the field again Wednesday to practice and forget about those things.
What are the factors of, I mean, you've played well at home against division teams and not so well on the road. The factors that go in, I know it's crowd noise, but what are some of the other factors that go into, you know, the struggles on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, road games are tough in general. Divisional games, which are on the road or home, are tough. And so when you combine those things, it's tough for an offense. It's a, you know, a team you face twice a year, so they really are comfortable in what they're doing against you. And their schemes against you, and like you said, the crowd noise is a big factor, and you know, for us, it's not allowing those factors to affect us. And again, watching that film, I mean, Detroit's a great defense, and they did a lot of good things. They're going to make plays, but a lot of it had to do with what we did to ourselves.
Such a strength last year. How surprising was it for you to kind of see how they've struggled a little bit here?
Well, the D-line is for Detroit is a good squad. I mean, they got a lot of talent, and they're a force. So we knew it was going to be a challenge for offensive line. We know that they're motivated, and they're great players, and we're going to get it corrected. And there's some things that I can do better, that everyone can do better, the running back, the receivers. And it's something that as an offense we could correct as a whole.
Does Bill present a game plan to you, or do you have input going in before he makes a final play?
Well, we on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I guess as the game plan is installed, it's not all, you know, it's broken up into pieces between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we have the opportunity as quarterbacks to provide input on, you know, this is what we see, this is what we like, here are the plays that we like, and Bill listens, and he does a great job of that, and so we do have some sort of input.
After the great start, perfect, you know, Adrian goes 78.
Yeah.
You established some things. When did you feel like the thing got away from you?
I mean, honestly, that feeling that it got away from me never happened. You know, it was just a couple bad mistakes. You know, a high ball that was, you know, to Jerome that unfortunately was tipped up and caught. That didn't hurt us because we ended up getting the ball right back. The defense did a great job of creating a turnover. Second interception, just trying to throw the ball away. Got to have better awareness that a guy's bearing down on me, and just to, you know, my mindset is first down, I don't want to take a sack, but ultimately you don't want to take a turnover or give a turnover, and just eat it, take a sack, and live to play another day. Third turnover was stepped on the lead. I just got to eat that. I mean, understand that you're creating a turnover like that or creating a handoff like that is gonna be tough. Just eat it, keep the ball in our hands, and then the fourth turnover is just trying to create a play on or make a play on fourth down. And the thing, we were into it until the very end, and we still had time, you know, a couple minutes left at the end of the game to score two touchdowns. We won a game with 14 seconds left. You know, had to drive 80 yards or whatever to get a field goal, and we did that. So I don't think a game is really ever out of our hands.
Defenses, or at least Detroit's defense, seem to really be daring you to beat them downfield.
Yeah.
there was times that that was the case last year as well. How can you best exploit that?
Well, I think the whole year we're going to have defenses that are going to be daring us to throw the football down the field. They're going to stop the run. They're going to play a lot of single high, a lot of man coverage, you know, trying to stop Adrian. And as an offense, we have to beat man coverage with the receivers, and we have to have time to throw it down the field, and we got to make plays. And we made a couple explosive plays on Sunday, and we got to continue to grow that and continue to expound on that, and we will. We have the receivers and the personnel to do it, and we know that we have to take pressure off that running game and create plays in the passing game.
How did it come about that Jerome was the guy on Sunday?
He's a great player, and he's healthy. I mean, last year it was unfortunate that he battled that nerve deal and was never fully healthy, but now he's very confident, and we see what he can do when he's ready to go, and he'll continue to do that all year.
Was he the guy getting open, or?
He was the guy getting open. You know, there was one of the catches was, you know, he was the primary read, and he happened to run a good route and got open. But others, he's getting open. He's doing a good job.
Do you see a difference though in the way that defenses are approaching the receivers now that you've got Greg and, you know, Jerome on the other side, a fully healthy Simpson now?
I mean, not really. You know, it was the first game, and what we saw was a defense trying to stop the run, playing single high, playing man coverage, a lot of the same looks that we saw last year, and we'll probably keep getting that until we make them pay in the passing game. And we had those explosive plays. We saw at one point Detroit started playing a lot more split safety in the middle of the game because we were, you know, throwing the football around and completing some passes, and that forced them to go into split coverage, and we'll have to keep doing that.
What do you say to yourself when you're kind of coming off the field and you make a mistake that maybe you've made in the past, or are you just going to say, how can I do that again? Or
I don't think about it. I mean, it's frustrating to for a couple seconds after it happens, and then you move on. I mean, that's the necessity of playing the position, and you forget about it, and you go back out there and play like it didn't happen.
Quarterbacks often talk about an internal clock in your head, and if you're back there for too long, you know you got to start moving or get rid of the ball. In a game where the offensive line struggles a little bit, does that change that time frame at all for you, or do you just kind of stay pat?
Well, it's just a feel, and it's that instinct of, you know, feeling if a guy got loose or in your vision some guy gets loose and you just, you know, you take off and run. And, you know, there were a lot of times that we had a ton of time. I mean, like that long throw to Jerome, his second long catch, a ton of time back there to create that pass. So. And every game, it's going to be different. I mean, they have a good D line, so they're going to, you know, get past the pass rush and have guys get in the backfield and make plays. I mean, yeah, clearly it's the guy's wide open, and you'd like to give him a ball where he catches and scores. He made an unbelievable catch, and could have been a little better ball.
With the offensive line and maybe your timing behind it, Art. Was it more communication? Was it some technical things there with the offensive line?
It wasn't really communication. You know, they ran some stunts and stuff and were able to get guys in the backfield. And, you know, we'll do a better job, especially this week. We know Chicago does a lot of stunts and movement up front that they're going to have to pass some things off and do a great job of that. And they will. They're an offensive line that have played together for many games and their experience. So I know that they're gonna handle it.
Feel the absence of Jerome Felton back there?
Not really. I mean, Jerome is a great player. I mean, obviously a Pro Bowler, and we'll be excited when he gets back. But I think Rhett and Zach did a good job of getting in there and playing.
How much did you hear from coaches in the offseason about just trying to stay in the pocket, step up instead of escaping at the first sign of any pressure?
It's something that, I understood that I had to work on, and just watching film myself that that was something I could get better at, and I feel like I've done a better job of stepping up and moving around in the pocket, and it's something I'll continue to try to work on. All right, thanks.